感謝主，我哋又相聚喺佢嘅面前。
Thank the Lord, we are gathering again before Him.
我哋睇三處嘅聖經。
Let's look at three places of scriptures.
第一處喺出埃及記。
First one is recorded in the book of Exodus.
今朝早願意同弟兄姊妹繼續交通上一次未能交通完嘅話。
This morning, we would like to continue on what we have fellowshiped about last time.
上一次我们讲到神的仆人。
Last time, we shared upon the topic of the servant of God.
是讲到记不记得谁？
Do you remember who it was?
摩西啊。
Moses.
所以我们读出埃及记第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2 of the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第二章嘅第十一节
，Chapter 2 verse 11，
请听我读。
Please listen。
后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里，看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄，他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。第二天，他出去。见有两个希伯来人争斗，就对那欺负人的说：你为什么打你同族的人呢？那人说：谁立你作我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我像杀那埃及人吗？摩西便惧怕，说：这事必是被人知道了。法老听见这事，就想杀摩西，但摩西躲避法老，逃往米甸地居住。
One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them as their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, glancing this way and that. And seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said,Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, What I did must have become known. When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well.
为了让弟兄姊妹的印象深刻一点的我们再读第二处的圣经都是讲同样的事情。
In order to deepen your impression, we'll go to the second place of scriptures.
新约的使徒行传第七章。
New Testament, Book of Acts, chapter 7.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
第七章第二十三节。他將到四十歲，心中喜意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。到了那裏，見他們一個人受冤屈，就護庇他，為那受欺壓的人報仇，打死了那埃及人。他以為弟兄必明白神是藉他的手搭救他們，他們卻不明白。第二天遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦说：你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？那欺负邻舍的把他推开说：谁立你作我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我像昨天杀那埃及人吗？摩西听见这话就逃走了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。
Chapter 7, verse 23. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his fellow Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian. So he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them. But they did not. The next day, Moses came upon two Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, Man, you are brothers. Why do you want to hurt each other?But the man who was mistreating the other pushed Moses aside and said, Who made you ruler and judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had two sons.
好，最后再睇希伯来书第十一章。
One last place is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第二十三节。
Hebrews 11, verse 23.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕王命。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Verse 23. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward.
好，我们圣经就读这么多，我们请再一次低头祈祷。
We'll stop reading and we will bow and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are the one that speaks.
主啊，你要用你的话来到喂养我们。
You want to use your word to nourish us.
又用你的话来到教导我们。
Use your word to teach us.
叫我们行走在你自己的喜悦的当中。
So we walk in your good pleasure.
求主将你的话再一次的来到引放在我们的心中。
Again, please place your words in our hearts.
主啊，让我们读过，主啊，我们又能够接受，又能够活出。
When I read through them, accept them, and be able to live them out.
主啊，我们都来到你的面前。
Again, we come before you.
主啊，愿意你保守这段的时间。
May you keep this following time.
你又圣洁这段的时间。
Cleanse the following time.
我们一同的仰望你，同的同在的显明。
Together we look to you for your presence.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们上一次已经讲过，摩西是神选召出来作神的仆人的。
Last time we had already mentioned that Moses was chosen by God to be the servant of God.
我相信你还记得呢，他的工作的内容是要拯救以色列人，神的百姓从埃及为奴之家出来，进到去神的应许地。
I think that you still remember his mission was to deliver the children of Israel from their bondage and bring them into the promised land.
但是当他的生命还未曾成熟到一个地步，真是担起这个担的时候呢？
However, prior to him being mature to be able to bear such responsibility,
神就用时间在那里预备他，锻炼他。
God in his time was training him, refining him,
好让他能够在神的手中成为神所合用的一个器皿。
So that he can be that vessel, can be used in God's hand.
换句话来讲，使他合资格成为神的仆人。
In other words, so that he can be suitable to be that servant of God.
昔日神是这样在摩西的身上作工。
In those days, in the same, how God worked in Moses.
今日亦都同样的在你我的身上作工。
Today, in the same way, God also like to do that work on us.
叫我们经过一些的操练，一些的锻炼，或者然后经过一些有一些的在经历上面有一些的锻炼，就能够好像摩西这样的成为能够服侍神。
So through some training and disciplining that we may be like Moses to be able to serve God.
或者你现在看到你自己好像都自觉得不是那样的。
Maybe today when we look at ourselves, we are not quite suitable yet.
啊，都覺得啊，咁點服侍啊？好似我咁樣樣。
I look at myself. How can I serve like this?
但係同時咧，亦都唔好太過信自己喎。
But at the same time, don't be so confident.
Yeah, 就係以為咧，我都信咗主咁耐啦。
Looking at ourselves and say, "Wow, I believe in the Lord for such a long time."
都唔錯嘅，都得噶啦。
Should be decent enough.
而且咧，我喺聚會嘅裏邊，我又識得帶查經喎。
Oh, and I can even lead a Bible study.
我又識得祈禱喎。
And I can pray.
我又識得唱詩。
And know how to sing.
應該得啦啩。
Should be okay, right?
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋真係咁樣諗咧，我哋就錯噶咯。
Brothers and sisters, we think this way, we are not right. That's wrong.
因為我哋嘅一生其實都係俾神嚟到操練，慢慢嘅操練，一日一日嘅操練，操練到去合佢滿意為止嘅。
Because our entire life, day by day, we are trained and refined by God.
嗱，我哋知道摩西佢嘅一生嘅年日係120歲。
We know that the entire lifespan of Moses was 120 years.
咁聖經咧將佢分成三個大段。
And the Bible has separated into three different parts.
每一段咧係40年。
And 40 years each.
喺每一段喺每一個40年嘅裏邊都有非常唔簡單嘅功課嘅學習。
Each portion of that 40 years include very deep work from God.
第一段咧就係開頭佢出生之後嗰40年。
First 40 years was from his birth.
係神將佢放喺埃及地嗰度去經歷神。
From his birth and onward, God had placed him in the land of Egypt.
第二段咧，另外嗰40年係喺米甸嘅曠野。
Second 40 years of Moses' life, he spent them in the wilderness of Midian.
第三段最尾嗰40年系带领以色列人出埃及，经过红海，漂流喺旷野，喺嗰度嚟学习。
And the third 40 years, God had used Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, cross the Red Sea, and wander in the wilderness.
所以神系用一生嘅时间嚟到操练。
So God used a person's entire life for training.
就喺每一個嘅時間裏頭。
In each,
我哋都經歷，摩西都經歷唔同嘅景象。
And each phase of his life, God led Moses to experience different things.
都每一個時期，佢都有一個神要學佢嘅功課。
And each juncture of his life, there's a lesson for him to learn.
所以我哋今天喺神嘅面前，唔好睇低自己，亦都唔好太睇高自己。
Oh, so today when we do not have low self-esteem or do not esteem ourselves too highly.
因為喺每一個時期、每一個階段、每一個情況嘅底下，神都係喺嗰度操練緊我哋。
Because in each juncture, each phase, each circumstances of our lives, God is working at work in us.
嗱，今朝早我嘅交通係從喺佢頭一嗰40年。
So this morning I would like to share of Moses' life of his first 40 years.
所以咧，我將佢分為四個大段。
I have separated into four segments.
第一個咧就係學前嘅教育。
First, preschool education.
嗱，第二個係成長嘅教育。
Youth education.
嗱，成熟嘅教育。
Maturity education.
同埋侍奉嘅教育。
Service education.
第一個，摩西喺神面前嗰個學前嘅教育。
First, Moses preschool education.
摩西點樣喺嗰段嘅時間裏邊去訓練或者係操練摩西呢
？How was Moses trained in that period？
我哋上一次已經講咗好多節，好長好大段嘅就係講到摩西佢嘅學前教育係從父母嘅家中喺母親嘅懷中去接受嘅。
Last time we spent a great deal of time mentioning that Moses' preschool education was from his parents, even in his mother's womb.
佢出生嘅时候环境非常嘅差。
When he was born, the time he was born, he was in such an adverse situation.
政治嘅环嘅形势系非常嘅恶劣嘅。
Politically, he was in such a disadvantage.
就系要佢生落嚟就要去被杀。
The moment he was born, he was to be slaughtered.
但系我哋感谢主，系神奇妙嘅安排保守，使到佢唔至于死。
But by God's miraculous arrangement, his safekeeping, he was preserved.
就系神仲奇妙咁样样保存咗佢，后来成为咗埃及法老王嘅女嘅仔。
And God preserved him to the degree to a point that he became the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
但係咧，佢卻係被佢母親嚟到養大嘅。
And yet he was brought up by his own mother.
所以喺出埃及記第二章嗰度咧，你就會睇見嗰陣時候法老嘅女兒將佢嘅媽媽帶嚟，係將呢個細蚊仔交翻俾佢媽媽，讓佢嘅媽媽去餵養佢。
So how the mother of Moses was called by Pharaoh's daughter, and baby Moses was handed back to his own mother for nursing.
係一會咁樣嘅事情。
Such a transition.
係聖經話俾我哋聽，佢個父母都係利未人。
And the Bible tells us that both parents, they are Levites.
後面的意思就是說，他們對神的事情應該是有相當的認識。
Meaning that they know very well of God's purpose.
對神這個的，他們要，以色列人要敬拜的這位的神，是不生疏。
Meaning that they are very close, they have good knowledge of this Jehovah whom they ought to worship.
所以呢，摩西雖然呢是被稱為法老女兒的兒子，
So although Moses was called the son of Pharaoh's daughter,
但是他卻是在母親的懷中，在吃奶的時候是受教育的。
However, his education started from his own mother since nursing.
那我們有理由相信，因為他後來他那個生活的表現，我們有理由相信呢，當佢吃奶嘅時候，媽媽係將灌輸俾佢一個神有神呢一個嘅意念。
We have very good reason to believe from his how he carried his life thereafter to know that education that Moses was nourished from his own mother that there is a God, there's God, Jehovah.
而呢一位神係永生。神是以色列人的神。
And God is this eternal God and the God of Israel.
这位神是他们一切的主宰。
And this God is their sovereign God.
并且呢要去服侍神。
And they ought to serve him.
要去爱神。
To love him.
要去作神，要作他的工。
To do his work.
因为这样的教育以至到他后来长大之后就不肯称自己是法老女儿的仔。
Through such education, therefore later he grew up, he would not call himself Pharaoh's
son. 刚才我们读的这个希伯来书已经是我们读过了，我们知道那个情形。
We already read Hebrews, we know of it.
他不肯称为法老女儿的儿子，而宁愿同神的百姓一同的受苦。
He refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
So he,
but he rather chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God.
所以摩西他的学前教育是在家中，在他的家里面来到获取得的。
So Moses' preschool training and education.Received from his own home.
他是从他的父亲的身上认识神，知道耶和华神。
from his own father, know of God Jehovah.
耶和華神是他們唯一敬拜的對象。
God Jehovah, the only one they worship.
從母親的言談裡面聽見神。
From the conversation of his own mother, he heard of God.
聽見神的計劃。
To hear of God's plan.
知道神要以色列人成為神的子民。
That the Israelites are God's own chosen people.
摩西又從父母的指導之下知道他們今天能夠活著是因為神在他們身上有一個特別的旨意。
That Moses, through the instructions of their parents, knew that there is a purpose, a plan that God ought to carry out through his own people.
他知道自己是神的選民。
You know, he was his own chosen person, people of God.
因此他即使是進到去王宮的裡面受教育。
Even though afterwards he went into the palace to further his education.
在接受世界的教育當中來長大。
Receive all the training, education of the world.
但他深深知道他跟這些埃及人、跟這個世界是有分別的。
But deeply within, he knew that he was different.
是不同的。
He was different.
是要分別出來。
He knew he was separated.
因此我們知道在作父母的弟兄姊妹我們的責任是多麼重。
So now towards us, brothers and sisters, if you are parents, what responsibility we carry?
因為正如神將兒女賞賜給我們。
Just like how God gave us our children.
我們都接受一個使命。
We ought to receive this mission.
無論你今天說我不懂得做父母或者我懂得做父母, 你都有一個託付。
Whether or not you say to yourself, I know how to be a parent or I do not know how to be parents.
這個託付就是要將你的兒女在真道上去培養他們。
But we still have carry this responsibility is to bring up our children in the truth.
好叫他們從小就被教養要走那條當走的正直的道路。
So that from youth, they would know they ought to walk in this straight way.
上一次我們都交通過,聖經就告訴我們,我們這樣去教養孩童, 就直到年老,他都不會偏離。
Last time we shared, if we train them up, train up the child in the ways of the Lord, and when they grow old, they will not deviate.
所以作父母的弟兄姊妹,我們一定要為我們的子女來禱告。
Brothers and sisters, those of us as parents, please pray for your own children.
不將神的話給過他們。
That to convey to them the word of God.
並且緊要的就是在我們的生活、在我們的工作上、在我們的家裏作一個好的見證。
And our living and our work in our own family be a good testimony.
因為這樣讓給他們裏面有一個好實實在在的根基。
So, deposit into them a concrete foundation.
即使他們以後去到外面這個世界,會受很多的影響。
When they go out to the world later on, there will be much influences.
雖然有影響,但都不至於說是磨滅。
Even so, but they shall not forget.
要保存他們,我們從小就要將這個真道儲藏在他們的心中。
In order to preserve them for their good later on, deposit the truth in them now.
摩西的父母作了很準確的事情。
Moses' parents did a fine, good work.
因為他們這樣的教導,這樣的撫養, 使摩西後來成為了有用的人。
Through such bringing up and nourishment, Moses became such a person.
所以作父母的弟兄姊妹,我們要小心。
We'll be parents, brothers and sisters, be very careful.
在我們的生活,在我們的言行,我們的見證上面,不要隨便。
Our living, our words, how we carry ourselves, don't take it lightly. Don't be loose.
唔單止淨係話叫佢嚟聚會。
Not just drag them over, come over for meetings, to meet.
緊要嘅就係我哋喺家裏邊嘅要一個好嘅見證。
But at home, maintain a good testimony.
要一個好嘅榜樣。
Maintain a good example.
因為我哋嘅言行舉止、做人嘅態度會影響到下一代。
Because our living, our words, our attitudes will influence them greatly.
我同 Esther 咧，後生嗰陣時候咧，都好忙。
And me and Esther was much younger. We were very busy.
所以咧，我兩個女咧，其實就係我阿媽帶大嘅。
So my two daughters were brought up by my mother.
咁啊，因為係我阿媽帶大佢哋。
Through my bringing up of my mother.
咁好多我阿媽啲習慣咧。就成為咗佢哋嘅習慣嘅。
So many of my mother's habits became their habits.
咁我阿媽咧有一個好奇怪嘅一件事啊。
My mother is quite unique in certain things, in this thing.
佢我相信係我從我爸爸嗰度傳落嚟嘅，因為佢咧就好中意咧。就用一種藥叫做 mentholatum.
She would like to use this little jar of medicine. Mentholatum.
Yeah. 就係啲薄荷膏啊，其實。
It's like this menthol medication. Medicine.
Mentholatum.
Mentholatum. Yeah. Ointment.
Ointment.
Yeah, mentholatum.
咁咧，大家都知道嗰啲薄荷膏其實冇乜嘢醫治嘅能力嘅。
And it's really not used to cure anything.
當你搽落去嘅時候咧，就好新鮮嘅你嘅感覺係好舒服。
But it serves the purpose of really refresh the
亦都係可能用啲係啲潤滑劑啊，咁講下你個冬天爆擦啊，咁你搽咧，咁就會好噶啦。
And it's like almost like lip balm. It helped you.
嗱，我媽咧就用以呢一種好似係個寶貝啊，乜都搽。
But my mom will use this. My mother use this ointment for everything, all purpose.
哇！佢以為可能係搽咗就好似啲消炎藥啊，或者咩藥咁好翻㗎啦咁。
And even carry the medicinal purpose, as if.
咁啊，有一次。偶然之間，我個女咧，佢手袋咧又有樽咁嘅嘢。
And one day I saw, my daughter also carry one in her purse.
哇，仲唔單止佢一個，兩個女都係咁樣樣。
And actually, both of them have it.
咁而家咧，就連到我個孫女咧都用喎。
So even my granddaughter now also use it.
我唔知道喺邊度嚟。
I don't know where that come from。
所以但係你睇見一個我哋喺家裏邊個所作嘅，無論係言語或者行動。
So our actions, our words that we have from the family
都會影響到下一代。
Will be influence the next generation。
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋真係要好小心。
So brother and sister, be very careful。
所以尤其是屬靈嘅事情。
Especially spiritual matters.
我哋話唔係跟住傳統。
We say yes, not according to traditions.
但係我哋喺啲細路哥嘅面前，佢哋係睇住你點做人。
But before our own children, they are looking, observing us.
所以如果我哋都持守，我哋自己能夠持守真理。
If we ourselves can hold the truth,
你就可以幫助到佢哋下一代，佢哋都同樣嘅。
We hold on to that truth. We shall be able to help the next generation to walk.
第二點，講到成長嘅教育。
Second point, the youth education.
嗱，我哋知道神係揀選摩西做器皿。
We know God had chose Moses as a vessel.
要帶領以色列人出埃及。
To deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt.
嗱，頭先我已經講過神有一個原則，唔係話咁你就去做啦，咁啊放手你去做啦。
We spoke of the principle earlier. It is not that.God just chose Moses and told him, "You just go and take care of this."
神要得着呢一个人。
God ought to first need to gain this person.
要操练佢哋。
To train this person.
要造就佢哋。
To edify this person.
或者话要锻炼佢哋。
To train him up.
去到一个地步系合格嘅。
To the point that where he will qualify.
啊，呢个合格系。是他的标准，不是我们的标准。
Qualify to the God's standard, not our standard.
我记得从前我做第一份工作的时候。
I remember when I first started to work.
我是做电话公司做打工。
The telephone communication company.
哇，当时因为刚出来，哇，见有份工真的很开心。
When I first came out, my first job, I was very happy.
但是被收录的第一个条件。
But in order to We qualify the first thing.
就是我要有三个星期的受训。
I need 3 weeks of training.
我要训练，我要去到 Sacramento 那里训练。
I have to travel Sacramento for training.
训练的内容呢，第一就给我们有更多的知识。第二呢，就是我们知道我们懂得怎么做的，就是手艺上面的操作。
The content of that training is to learn the terminologies and so on. And but second, you have to learn the skills how to do it.
啊，我们相信，弟兄姊妹，你第一份工或者系你转工嘅时候，你都有一个咁样嘅训练啦，或者考验。
Brother and sister, I'm sure if you start your first job or you're transitioning to a new job, you have to go through some training.
系嘛，所以有份工系一件好事，但系你又要经过。一啲嘅鍛鍊。
You have a job, it is good, but you go through some training.
係嘛？如果你喺衣廠俾人請咗去，但係你唔識揸、唔識開嗰個計嘅，咁你就冇用，唔得㗎啦嚇。
If you are employed to do a job of sewing things, but you don't know how to operate a sewing machine, that'll be a problem.
所以摩西被神選召，但係神要鍛鍊佢。
That God was chosen, Moses was chosen by God, but he ought to go through the training.
摩西被操练嘅过程有两个。
There are two stages of how he was trained.
一个就系属地嘅知识同埋技能。
One was the knowledge he obtained earthly.
第二咧就系属灵嘅事情上边，佢要有经历。
Second, he had to experience subjectively spiritually.
因此我们知道神的器皿不能够只是属地的才干。
So become a vessel of God, not only earthly talent.
必须有属灵的认识和经历。
But also subjective spiritual experiences.
如果我们只是有属地的学识。
If we only have earthly knowledge and talent.
是不能够做神的工的。
We're not quite qualified to do the work of God.
作神的工必须要有属灵的质量。
In order to do God's work, we must have the spiritual substance.
弟兄姊妹，不是说不可以做，我讲属灵的事情，是一定要有属灵的质量。
In order to carry out spiritual work, we ought to have spiritual substance to qualify. Yeah.
咁啊，摩西从小就被安排入去王宫，受高等嘅教育，受世界嘅教育40年咁耐。
So from youth until 40 years, that long, Moses went through all educations in Egypt from the earth, worldly.
因此佢呢个人喺第一个40年嘅时候，佢系满咗属地嘅学识同埋经历嘅。
So throughout the 40 years, he was full of the knowledge of the world.
因为喺《使徒行传》嗰度明明讲咗，摩西学咗埃及人一切嘅学问，讲说话、行事都好有才能。
Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deeds.
所以佢系一个非常能干嘅领袖嚟嘅。
So he was a very capable, talented leader.
佢系识得处事。
He know how to carry things.
并且做得非常嘅了不起。
And he would perform it very well.
喺管理嘅事上边井井有条。
Management very organized.
但系弟兄姊妹，我要话俾你听。
But brother and sister, I tell you,
呢啲咁嘅所有嘅属地嘅能干喺服侍神嘅事情上边系一啲都冇用。
All this learning from the world in the sight of carrying out God's word, they are new, they're zero.
因此我哋睇见神喺佢嘅身上边有所造就。
Therefore, we see he was going through training by God.
第三點，我哋嚟到講到佢成熟嘅教育。
Thirdly, how he was mature through education.
頭先我哋已經讀過一次噶啦，就係話喺將佢當佢40歲嘅時候，心裏邊喜悅去看望佢嘅弟兄以色列人。
Early we already spoke about when he was approaching age of 40, he enters mind to visit his own brethren, the sons of Israel.
喺佢嘅心中，因着父母嘅教養同埋薰陶，佢有一個個負擔。
In his heart, through the nourishing of his own parents, there is a thought.
佢發覺到喺佢嘅生命嘅裏邊，佢活著係有一個使命嘅。
He knew in his heart there is a purpose of him living.
呢個使命就係要拯救百姓。
And that mission is to deliver his own people.
所以當佢40歲嘅時候
，So when he was 40 years old.
他就離開了王宮。
That he left the palace.
希伯來書就話他長大之後就不肯稱為法老女兒之子。
When he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
並且他是寧願跟神的百姓一同受苦。
Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with people of God.
都不願暫時享受罪中之樂。
Than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
咁佢離開嗱呢度有好多嘢要講嘅，但係嗰個唔係我今日要講嘅重點。
There are many other points we can share, but not my burden.
但係當佢離開咗王宮出去之後
，After he left the palace，
去邊度咧
？Where did he go？
頭先我哋讀一章埃及記。
We went through Exodus.
佢去到佢嘅弟兄希伯來人嗰度。
He went to his own brethren, the Hebrews.
第二章就話佢。去看他们的佢嘅重担。
And chapter 2 show us that he went out to see their burdens.
啊，有啲圣经有啲翻译就话佢去睇见佢哋嘅情况，真系有好大嘅重担。
Some translation is that he went out and witnessed what they were going through, the afflictions and the sufferings.
虽然圣经只系咁样一句说话，啊，佢出去话见到好多重担，或者出去咯就去睇下佢哋嘅情况。
Seems like the scripture just lightly described that he went out and saw their conditions.
但系因为佢嗰阵时候未曾而经历过神嘅锻炼，好似就系好轻描淡写咁样样就去。探查下民情。
And that time, it seems like he just went out very lightly just to observe. And at that time, he did not go through any training of God yet.
然后我哋睇到下边嘅话，我敢相信佢系怀着一个我喺度做领袖嘅一个心态去睇嘢嘅噃。
And thereafter, we can understand at that moment he had this concern as a leader.This attitude as a leader to look after his people.
你知道嗰陣時嗰啲皇帝咧未復出行咧，咁去睇下啲情況有啲咩？嗰陣時候唔係就係咁樣睇，係有一個佢有一個地位，然後出去睇嘢。
You know, being the emperor in the past, they in order to see the conditions of the common people, they would dress down themselves, dress clothing, and just to see how they were doing. So they went out to see.But they are emperor themselves.
摩西就係咁樣嘅情況。
So Moses was as such.
我唔敢話佢咁樣作嘅唔對。
I wouldn't say that it's not correct what he did.
但係佢係用人嘅方法去做神嘅事情。
But he went out to do the work of God by man's way.
好多聖經嘅學者都話喺呢件事情上邊嗰個結果指出嚟係摩西今次出去。是憑著血氣的衝動的表現。
Many Bible scholars even tell us, Moses went out of his own, do this out of his own flesh.
那他出去之後呢就見到什麼呢見到一個埃及人欺負一個希伯來人。
And we saw, that Egyptian was beating down, bullying, Hebrew.
就是他自己本族的人。
Of his own people.
里面就激起一种不知道是愤怒啊定话同情的这样的情绪。
So maybe it was pity or it was anger within?
于是他们就好像义愤 填空咁樣樣，要解決呢件事情。
So he maybe a sense of righteousness. He need to do something about this.
你知道佢啱啱從王宮出嚟，佢曾經係一個大將軍啊嘛。
So he was a great general, just came out of the palace.
佢曾經係一個領導人啊嘛。
He was a leader.
佢曾經係好有權威嘅人啊嘛。
He had status.
出嚟嘅時候，佢還係懷著一個作王子嘅威嚴。或者權柄咁樣嚟到處理呢件事。
So he came out as a prince, as an authority.
咁佢望下左望下右，唔見有人。
He looked to the left, to the right. There was no one around.
究竟係唔見有人咧，定話唔見有隨從咧？聖經冇講。
Did he not see anyone, or did he not see any followers? Did not say in the Bible.
但係就話冇人注意嘅時候。
But when no one's paying attention.
佢忘記咗，佢可以望左望右，但係忘記咗睇上邊。
Remember to look left and right, but he forgot to look up.
所以佢就左右望嘅時候就唔冇人注意。
So look to the left, look to the right, no one was paying attention.
第一拳將呢個埃及人打死咗。
So he beat this Egyptian
to death. 埋葬喺沙土嘅裏邊。
And buried him in the sand.
佢認為呢個係一個拯救嘅工作。
He thought this is a deliverance.
可能佢翻到屋企仲沾沾自喜啦。
Maybe even he went home. He was happy. Oh, I did this.
第二日咧又出去喎。
The next day he went out again.
然後就今日咧見到兩個希伯來人自己喺度嘈交。
So now he saw two Hebrews, his own people were fighting among each other.
咁一個就欺負一個啦，梗係都唔知係邊一個欺負邊一個。
So we don't know which one is bullying the other one.
但係佢哋就係手足相殘嘅時候。
But they were beating each other up, their own, all of their own.
咁摩西有冇去打佢哋，打死佢哋喎
？The Moses did not go.Beat them up.
他做什么呢? What did he do?
He tried to reconcile them.
什么是劝教呢?
What does it mean by reconcile?
如果他是一个审判官的时候，他就可以处理决定这些事情了，是吧?
If he was a judge, then he can discern, say, this is right, this is wrong.
我相信他是怀着一个这样的心态，我是一个审判官。
I believe he carried such a... judgment, attitude that he was that judge.
所以喺第七章使徒行传，佢就话佢以为弟兄明白，系神藉着佢嘅手嚟搭救佢哋，但系佢哋唔明白。
And Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they did not.
佢以为弟兄应该知道我系领导人。
He thought that.His own people will realize that he was that leader, but no.
是神叫我来的。
Yes, God sent me. Do you see?
是神藉着他的手来到救以色列人。
Yes, God is using my hand to deliver you. Do you see?
但他们不知道。
But they did not see.
Sorry. No.好啊，咁啊，嗰個人將摩西一下就推開咗。
So that person just push Moses aside.
仲話，喂，你係邊個啊？邊個叫你嚟到做我哋嘅首領？係邊個叫你嚟做審判官嘅
？And that person, the man, asked Moses and said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us?"
你想點啊？你殺我啊？咁
？Are you gonna kill me too？
佢仲惡過摩西。
So he was more feisty than Moses。
嗱，我哋稍微停喺呢度，再分析一下。冇錯，喺摩西嘅心嘅裏邊，佢真係有一個愛同胞嘅心嘅。
So yes, true that in Moses' heart, deep within, there is a love for his own people。
佢真係放低咗喺世上面一切嘅榮華富貴。
He truly laid aside all the earthly glory, possessions。
因為歷史話俾我哋聽，佢唔單止咧係一個將軍，係一個王儲嚟嘅。
Because in history, we know he's not only a prince, but he's a general。
係一個王儲嘅，即係話。因為他可能是繼承皇位的那個。
He has a royalty.
你知道將這樣的地位、這樣的尊榮放低是 一件非常唔簡單嘅事情。
No, it's very difficult to cast aside all those things.
啊，但係因為佢有一個愛同胞嘅心。
And through this love of his own people.
又以救民為己任。
And to try to deliver his own people, take it in his own hand.
但係我哋知道佢咁樣嘅行徑咧，係因為太衝動。
But we see this way of this action is.Through his own impulse.
因为在这个之前我们从来看不到说神向摩西讲说话你现在出去救我的百姓。
Because prior to this, we do not see God initiate and tell Moses to go do this.
神讲那句说话差遣他的说话是后来的。
It was later on that God initiated.
是在第二个四十年之后。
And it was after the second 40 years.
不是在第一个四十年。
Not the first.
所以虽然他有一个这样的救人的心态，但是他是太冲动。
Though Moses has such a heart to deliver his own people, but it was out of his own impulse.
哇，弟兄姊妹，因此我们要很小心。
So, brother and sister, be very careful.
作神的仆人，我们不可以呢越过了神，走在神的前面。
To serve God, we cannot go beyond, go ahead of God.
摩西这次的错是自己拣选他自己的道路。
This fault of Moses this time, he chose his own method.
无论他是打死人好，或者在那里做审判官都好，都是出于他自己的。
He killed that person or he was trying to judge his own people. It was all out of his own.
他所依靠的就是他从前的经历。
He was depending, relying on his past.
在埃及里面学的一切的学识技能。
All the learning from Egypt.
所以在这件事情上面没有认定神的时间和法则。
On this particular matter, he did not acknowledge God's way and God's time.
只是凭着自己的意见，自己的眼光。
But only through his own judgment.
他没有看见以色列民他们的受苦原来是在神的容许的底下。
He did not see the affliction of the Israelites were permissible by God.
我亦都不看见神要救以色列人出埃及，不是因为他们单是受埃及人的欺压，而是纪念神和阿伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的所有立的约。
They also did not see the reason why God wanted to deliver his own people. It was not because they were just suffering there, but rather because of the promise of the oath that God had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。很多时候我们就看见这个环境，哎呀，这么差，怎么搞啊？
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we see our own conditions. Wow, this is such difficult, adverse. What can I do?
我们知道现在很多基督徒都在那被欺压。
We see today, many Christians today are being persecuted.
那些压力从国家、从家庭那里出来。
A pressure come from the government, come from families.
不准聚会，不准向18岁以下的人传福音。
Cannot worship, cannot preach gospel to those who are under 18.
不准去侍奉。
Cannot go
serve. 禁止跟基督徒做生意。
You cannot do business with Christians.
仲要甚至乎要杀害基督徒。
And even killing of Christians.
有啲人就觉得，哎呀，咁样唔得，我哋要起嚟反抗。
Some think that no, we cannot do this. We ought to resist.
我哋要团结起上嚟示威请愿。
Ought to get together protest.
弟兄姊妹记得。摩西佢凭着血气嚟到做事情，结果佢又失败嘅。
Francis, remember, out of Moses' own flesh, and he failed.
第四点，我哋讲到侍奉嘅教育。
Fourthly, service education.
我哋知道拯救以色列人出埃及系一件属灵嘅事情。
We see that deliverance of the Israelites, it is a spiritual matter.
系神要做的事情，
是 something God intended to do.
是跟这个 属灵恶魔争战嘅结果嚟嘅。
It is a resulting of wrestling with the evil one。
所以唔系用属地嘅知识才干所能够胜任。
So you cannot use the weapon, earthly weapon of the flesh。
Yeah。摩西当年对神嘅事情知道好多。
At that time, Moses knew of the things of God.
但是对属灵的事情和这位神的自己的法则却未能有很清大的清楚。
But not quite understand at the time Moses, of the ways of God.
所以当他遇见事情的时候是没有真理不是按着真理而行。
So when Moses encountered the circumstances,
是凭着自己的意思。
He did not go according to the truth, but he went out of his own flesh.
是凭着属地的才干知识来到行事。
He went by what he knows, his own knowledge and earthly talent.
那用我们今天讲得不好听一些的话，其实就是自把自为。
In other words, we will say today he was presumptuous.
冇等候到神嘅时间。
He did not wait for God's timing.
亦都冇问过问神嘅旨意。
Did not ask if this is the will of God.
所以佢结果带出嚟就系唔单止救唔到人脱离困难，
the,
自己仲要去走路添。
And the end result is that he cannot not only he cannot deliver the next door the person.But he also got in trouble. He had to flee.
在旧约大卫的时候有一件事情发生了。
In Old Testament on David, there's something happened.
整件事情呢是一件非常重要的一个属灵的原则。
This matter, through this matter, we see.A very important spiritual principle.
那就是记载在撒母耳记上第六章乌撒的事情。
It was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, this matter carried out by Uzzah.
那我不读了，但是弟兄姊妹你回去看撒母耳记下第六章。
I will not read this, but go back and read yourself 2 Samuel chapter
6. 整个故事是很完整的。
And this is a complete story.
你一读过你就明白
you,
就知道他讲什么。
Read, you understand what he's talking about.
就是那一次因为这个约柜呢不见了好几十年，后来呢大卫呢将他找回。
Because his Ark of the Covenant of God was lost several decades, and David was the one that found it.
咁找到之后呢就将他找回来耶路撒冷。
So after it was found, it was transported back to Jerusalem.
咁喺嗰个时候咧，佢唔系用人去抬个约柜，就系放喺一架牛车嘅上边，而系新嘅牛车嗰度。
At that time, it wasn't carried by anyone, but it was rather transported by a cart carried by an oxen.
咁随行嘅人有前边有后边嘅人都睇住。
And there's a people before it and behind it to keep watch.
但是当这个车行到半路的时候，圣经就说牛失前蹄。
And on its way, that the oxen stumbled.
咁呢，因为这牛受了惊吓，咁所以那个车就侧转咁样。
So the oxen nearly upset it.
咁然后那个乌撒另一个的祭司呢，就伸手去扶住神的约柜。
So one of the priests Uzzah reached out his own hand to try to rescue it.
咁就是因为这件事情，圣经就说耶和华向乌撒发怒，因为这个错误击杀他，他就死在神的柜。
And because of this, the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down there.
我们很多时候都听的人说乌撒的手。
And many times we hear the hand of Uzzah.
是因为他伸手去，他不应该伸手去摸约柜的，但是他伸手去扶住个约柜。
He ought not to reach out his own hand, but he did to lay hold of the ark.
啊，因为咁样样神就击杀咗乌撒。
Because of this reason that God struck him down.
但外表就系咁样样。
Outwardly seems so.
咁亦都俾我哋睇到咧，我哋系唔应该用凡手去摸属灵嘅事情嘅。
Yes, we see that we ought not to use our own ways, own method to touch spiritual things.
但系因为呢个系大卫嘅意思啊。
However, this is initiated by intent of David.
系大卫话要用佢牛车去运约柜嘅。
David was the one that said use a cart carried by oxen to do this.
佢忘记咗约柜系唔系用牛，系唔系用，唔应该系用车嚟到载，系应该人嚟到抬。
But David forgot it that it.The ark ought not to be transported by carts, but rather to be carried by men.
但是这个方法是从哪里来的呢?
Where does this method come from?
从世界来。
From the world.
不是从神那里来。
Not from God.
神的意思要他们抬，但是他用人的方法用车来载。
God wanted them to carry on their shoulder, but David had his own method.
用在世界上面的最正的那个新车来的车。
The worldly most expedient method.
以为这样就是很尊崇神这个约柜。
Thought that it is a fear, a reference toward God.
但原来神不是这样想的。
But not so with God.
神要的是人的服侍不是。那你知道如果你有另一架车，无论新车旧车都好，在你的车上面那些货呢，是边个的？
So no matter you have a new car or old car, but whatever the merchandise on your car, in your car, who that belong to?
啊？是我的嘛。
It belong to me, correct?
我揸住呢架车。
I am the driver.
后面嗰啲嘢系我嘅。
All these things that I'm carrying, all this belong to me.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
今日神喺大卫嘅心里边系摆放喺佢嘅车上面。
Today in David's mind, God is David is carrying God's things.
系咪应该大卫系神嘅，唔系神系大卫嘅
？So should be the other way around. God ought to be the one that initiate, not David.
所以是这样的缘故神击杀这个乌撒。
Because of this, God struck him down there for his irreverence.
人以为尊崇，用人的方法以为这样是尊崇尊崇神。
Man thought that this is a way to fear God.
但是在里面那个很深的意思却是觉得神是属于我的。
But deep within, David thought that he ought to carry out God's matter in his way.
如果嗰样系属于我嘅，边个作主咧
？If that thing belonged to me, who is in charge?
我作主。
I am in charge.
唔系神作主。
Not God in charge.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
嗱，唔讲呢个。
We too.
所以翻嚟话，用世界嘅方法嚟到作神嘅事情。
To use a world's way, to earthly ways to carry out God's things.
这个是万万不能。
So we ought, never should do that.
摩西在神的面前头那四十年，就是将近四十岁的时候他们所作的。原则就是在这里。
So the first 40 years, all that Moses carried out, this is the critical point.
盼望这个成为了我们的警惕，又盼望成为了我们的提醒。
May this become our warning to us and also a reminder to us.
因为服侍神真是一件非常非常的第一神圣的事情，是严肃的事情。
Because in order to serve God is such a holy and solemn matter.
虽然外面看来好像很简单而已，扫下地。抹下台，煮下餸。
Outwardly, it may seem very simple. Oh, just clean up, vacuum, clean the table, maybe some cooking.
你以为站在讲台上，应该就 就叻過掃地嗰啲咩？
Oh, you think that those who on the pulpit are better than the rest?
唔係。
No, not so.
屬靈嘅事情唔係我哋唔睇。
So we cannot see spiritual better.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋願意喺神嘅面前謙卑我哋自己。
So brothers and sisters, may we be humble in the sight of God.
透過信服聖靈嘅帶領。
Through the submission of the Holy Spirit.
透過根據聖靈嘅指示，我哋服侍喺神嘅面前。
Through the counsel and guidance of the Holy Spirit to serve God.
戴德生先生曾經透露過佢一個服侍嘅一個原則。
Mr. Hudson Taylor, tell us, review to us one time how to serve God.
佢話：我要將我自己置放喺神嘅旨意嘅當中。
I want to place myself in the will of God.
要順著神嘅方法同埋神嘅方向行事。
To follow God's way and God's direction.
我哋咁樣作，然後才可以有所作為。
To
follow this.
To follow this, we shall carry out God's plan.
但是若果對神清楚的吩咐不理會，
However, if we have a clear commandment, understanding of God's will,
只是憑一股的熱心，
But we ignore it, but we only have a our own seal.
用自己的方法去作神的工作。
Our own ways to accomplish God's plan.
即使是有好的动机。
Although the intention were good.
即使我们的心思对神 是好的。
Although the mind was good, the mindset.
弟兄说神都不会悦纳。
But the brother said, we will not be accepted before God.
乌撒的死是一件严肃的警戒、警惕。
That of Uzzah, it is a solemn warning to us.
摩西他40岁的时候所作的亦都是给我们一个很大的警惕。
What Moses did when he was 40 years old is also a great admonishment.
最后弟兄姐妹，你我都是神从这个世界的里面拣选出来。
Lastly, brother and sister, you, both you and me are chosen by God.
你我都有一个这样的托付去服侍神。
We have such a responsibility to serve God.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们一定要记得。
But brother and sister, we must remember.
我们的热心还需要等候神的时间和神的呼召。
Our own seal, we ought to wait for God's calling and God's time.
千万不要像摩西这样凭着自己的意思，凭着血气来行事。
Never be like Moses, of his own way, of his own flesh.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy.
愿意我们都能够虚心接受这个的提醒。
May we be humble and poor in spirit, receive this reminder.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们多谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are the one that speaks.
主啊，只要我们来到你的面前。谦卑顺服。
When we come before you humble and be submissive.
啊，你的话就好似明亮的灯。
Your word be like the bright light.
你的话就好似发亮的光。
Be like the shining light.
啊，照明我们当走的路。
Shed light on the path we ought to walk.
主啊，愿你继续的用圣灵在我们心中向我们说话。
Speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
让我们都一同的进到你的面前，作一个你所喜悦的人。
And we enter before you, be a person after your heart.
将所有的赞美荣耀都归返给你。
Give you all praise and glory.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.